Okay, Be'ezus Hashem. We are now starting the beginning of the third perek. Today's daf is Zvachim Lamed Beis, just by way of Hakdama. So really, the second perek and the third perek in Zvachim go together. It's almost a continuation of it. And there are three major topics that will be covered in this perek. It's easy way to remember. Perek Shlishi, three topics. So the first thing is going to be doing a Shechita now. We know that the Shechita is kosher if it's done by a zar, by someone who's a non-kohen. So it goes through a halachas of that process. The second thing that is discussed in this perek is the later avodos that are done with it, which is continues again with from perek sheni as well. And the third thing that's talked about is when a person has the wrong kavana for zman, the wrong kavana for makom, and how that makes it into pigol. Again, things that we're familiar with after going through the first two prakim in the Masechta. So we begin now with discussing what's the din if psulim were the ones who did the shechita. Says the Mishnah now at the bottom of Lamed Aleph, the beginning of the new perek. Says the Mishnah, Kol ha-pesulin sheshachetu shechitoson kshera. So anyone who is possible to do this, if they did do the shechita, then their shechita is kosher, right? Lichat chila. Kisha shechita kshera bezarim, right? Shechita is kosher by a zar non-kohen. V'noshim, with women, we'll see Tosfos in a second. V'avodim, with an eved. V'tameim, a person who's tamei. V'afilu b'kod she'kroshim, even with the highest level of korbanos, it's still good. V'vad, shlo yihu, tameim, noigim b'boser. They shouldn't touch it because they could make it disqualified. Lefikach hein poslin b'machshava. So therefore, since any one of these people could do the shechita if they had the wrong kavana, chutz lezman, chutz lemakom, that would make it possible with their machshava. So Tosfos says over here, sheshechita kasher b'noshim, right? What's this din? So the Shulchan Aruch passing is that women could do this. On the fifth line down, Mikan Tshuva Lemad Shekosvu Behilchos Eretz Yisrael. This is against what it says in the Sefer Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. Denoshim Lo Yishchatu Bipnei Shedaitan Kala. That women should not do Shechita. So you see here the Mishnah says clearly that women can do Shechita. So Daitan Kala has different connotations depending on what the thing by Adis, okay, other things as well, but here it's talking about the stomach means that they would faint. A man could faint also, but that's what the reasoning that is brought down in the Sefer Hilchos Eretz Yisrael. Okay, I didn't see it inside, I don't own Sefer Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, but it's quoted here in Tosfos. Okay, now on the top, continuing the Mishnah, V'chulan shekiblu es hadam chut lizmano v'chut lizmakomo. So any one of these cases where they collected the dam, right, with had the wrong machshava, im yesh dam hanefesh, if there's still more dam that's in the neck of the animal, yachzer ha-kosher v'yakabel. And someone who is kosher should go, I mean a kohen, and should do the kabbalah again. It has to be dam that was in there at the time of shechit, not that came either beforehand or afterwards. Right, kibel hakashav anoson l'apostle. So if the kohen who's able to do it, he did the kabbalah and then he gave it over to apostle, yachzir l'kosher, he should give it back to the one who's kosher. Kibel b'yamino v'anoson l'smol, if he caught it in his right hand and put it in his left, yachzir l'mina, he should return it back to his right hand. Kibel b'kli kodesh v'anoson kli chol, if he caught it in a kli sharis and then put it into a regular kli chol, Yachazir l'kli kodesh, you should put it back into them. Nishpach min hakli al haritzba, if it's spilled out, v'asafo kosher. But he can gather it up from the floor, then that would still be kosher. We'll see the Rambam. No, I'm going to do the Rambam now. This is in Psulim Mekdoshin. We're Yud Dalid. Says the Rambam, Ve'ena machshav mo'eles El b'mishahu roi la'avoda, right? Only the person who could do the avoda themselves. B'davar haroi la'avoda, something that's could be used for the avoda. Uvamakam haroi la'avoda, in a place. M'mishahu roi ketzad. What's the case? Echem in psulin la'avoda k'shekibu hadam. If someone was possible, did the kabbalah sadam? Oh, holech or zorek, right? He did any one of the last three avodos, not the shechita, but the kabbalah, the halacha, the zrika, v'chosha v'shas ha'avoda machshava machshavas makom machshavas hazman, lo posel b'machshavto, It's not going to mess it up. Lafisha ein roi lavoda, because it's not able to do the avoda. V'oso hadam shekibel osha zorak miktaso yishpach la'am. You have to spill it out. V'inishar dam hanefesh, if there's some left in the animal, yachzir haroi lavoda v'yikaba machshava nechona. He should do it again with the correct machshavas. Aval im choshev haposel b'shas shrita possible machshav, though if you think something that ruined it, that's not a problem. Shashchit kasher b'psulin k'moshiv arno, right? So really, a pickle could only set in if, in fact, there was no other problems. The korban would have been fine, just lacking that one aspect of it, right? That's an important thing that we've spoken about this as well. Also, it's interesting this idea about the dam being spilled. It could be collected, right? So there is an interesting halacha in terms of kiddush. What would be the din if you were about to make kiddush and you spilled it out? Would you have to remake a new bracha on that as well? So the Shulchan Aruch discusses such a case. Perhaps if you had kavan at the time, you're going to drink an additional cup of wine, so then that would cover the additional yain as well. Okay, continues the Mishnah. Nosno al gabe hakevesh. So it's you put it in the wrong spot. Nosan es hanitonim lamata lamali. You put those that should have been below the red line, the chudasikra. You put that above it. The es hanitonim lamalon lamata. You put those that should have been above it beneath it. Ves hanitochin bifnim bachutz. You did something that should have been brought on the inner mizbeach. You brought it on the outer mizbeach. Ves hanitonim bachutz bifnim. Or the opposite. You put something that should have been on the korban for the Zbech Achitzo, and you put that on the Zbech Apnimi. Im Yesh Dam HaNefesh, if you could still save it, if you have still Dam that's from the animal that's in there that didn't come out beforehand or afterwards, Yachzor HaKasher V'yikabel. So you could do it again, and then you could do the Zerik again and rectify that which went wrong. Okay. So where's this din about, if it's spilled out? That's a Rambam earlier. In the beginning, Psule Mekdoshin Aleph Chaf Hey Nishpach Min Hakli Al Haritzba VeAsfu Kosher. If it spilled out and then you picked it up from the floor, it's still kosher. Aval I Nishpach Mitzavar Habehema. If you got it from the neck, Al Haritzba, right? You didn't catch it all. There was never a kabbalah. It went straight from the behema onto the floor. VeAsfu Nosnu Lekli Ashares Nifsel Hazavach. Nope, it becomes possible because you never had it. So this is what you get. If it spilled out afterwards, you still could salvage it. Okay, so now it starts the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shachatu. That sounds like B'diavid in l'chadchil lo. When it said all those people who they did it, so it's only a din b'diavid, right? But really, l'chadchil, we should not have someone who's possible to do the shchita. Remain here, but I'll ask you a kasha. The pasuk says, V'shachat, shchita b'zark shera. So you see from here that it doesn't say that a kohen has to do it, so it must be that a zar could do it, like the Mishnah says. Even if they did kodshim, ain el bekohanim, or maybe the pasuk when it says v'shachat is really only referring back to kohanim, that they're the only ones who could do it. Zamar, so you can say back like this: v'chi me'ayin b'aso. Where are you coming to this idea that the pasuk is limiting it and only talking about a coin? Mechlal shenemar says in the pasuk: v'yata uvanecha itcha tishmeru es kehunaschem l'chol davar hamizbeach. Meaning, it's talking about Aaron, you and your sons. Afterwards, they're the ones who keep the kahuna by doing everything that's related to the mizbeach. So Yochalaf Bishritus the Havmin would be that this halach would apply also by the Shritus to Talmud Loimer, therefore, to correct this and show me that no, it's not like the Havmin that only Kohanim are allowed to do the Shrita. It says Veshachat es ben habakar lifnei Hashem vehikrivu. Right? It says you'll shech the bull before Hashem, and then the Kohanim vehikrivu, right? Mikabalah ve'elach mitzvah kahuna. From there and onward is the mitzvah for the kohen to do. Lee made a teacher al hashchita shekshera bechol adam, that anybody could do it. Right, so that's against the diet that they wanted to make from the Mishnah that it is only b'diavid. No, you see clearly that lichatchila a zar could do the shchita. So Gemara says like this. It answers up. Hu adin tafil lichatchila nami. it's true. Really, lechatchila, it's allowed for those who are possible to do it. Umishum deka boy lemisna tameim lechatchila lo. When talking about the tame, so lechatchila for the tame person, they shouldn't do it. So therefore, it's a gezeira shem yigu bebasa, right? It's a rabbinic gezeira that they might come to actually touch it, and then that would make it tame, right? So therefore, tana. That's why the Mishnah said shashachatu, right? That it uses expression meaning like shashachatu. They did it, which is mashma like after the fact, you know, b'dieved, it happened. But it's not a din in the regular shechita. It's because of the tame. They want to have like a parallel lashon over there. So the Gemara asks on this. Okay. Vitame dieved shapir domi? Really, bidieved that's good? Ramin, he'll ask you a kash on that. It says, Vesamach vishachat, right? This psukim in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra. Ma smicha b'taharim, just like you find that the smicha has to be done by taharim, afshchita b'taharim. Right, so it's like a ma'af, a comparison sequence over here. That just like the smicha, so too the shechita has to be done by someone who is tor. Right, so it says no mi durabonan. That's a din durabonan. Right, by on a din durabonan, a tummy person is also to do it. Right, but on a deraisa level, it is a good shechita. Right, because they don't. The iser durabonan is that the gezeira durabonan says that they don't want him to touch it. But mi deraisa, it's fine. So ma'ishna smicha. So what's the difference by smicha, right? That in other words, that you could only by those who are tahor on a d'oraisa level. Dichsig, the pasuk says lifnei Hashem, you are in front of Hashem, right? Shechita nami, haksiv, it says also by the shechita, right? Lifnei Hashem. So efshar de'aved sakin aruka v'shachet. No, because theoretically, it's possible you could have a very long knife. The guy could be standing outside of the Azar, and he could do shechita on the behemoth that is inside of the Azar. That's interesting. Whenever you find the word lifnei Hashem, it's always talking about the Beis Hamikdash. So the question is like this. What exactly does the Kohen have in mind when he's doing the shechita? So let me see one second. Find this. There's a Rambam here in Maisa Karbonos. The Rambam Perek Gimel. So first we'll do maybe two halachas in Yud Aleph. Says the Rambam Ein Soichin El Bazar. So you have to do smicha in the Azara, right? Which we just saw from our Gemara. Samach Chutz Lazara Choyzer V'Samech Bifnim. If you doubt that, you have to repeat it again and do it Bifnim in the Azara. V'im Hayabal HaKorban Oymid Bechutz HaKahanam Yado Bifnim V'Samach Smichoso Ksheret. Good. Vehu sheyismoch b'chol kochas. When you're leaning on it with all of your strength, the ein samach ela tohor. You have to be a tohor. Veim samach hatame samach. Okay, but if you did it, then bidi yavid, fine. Now, what does a person say when they are actually doing the smicha? We know the famous Ramban in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra that a person should imagine that every single one of the avodos that's doing to this behemah is happening to them. A person who had the audacity to sin against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so they should imagine that's my shechita, that's my kabbal, that's my zrikas adam. But what does a person actually say when it has the last Rambam in this perek? Again, this is a Yud Gimel, a perek Gimel Tesvav. Ketzad mizvade. So what exactly is a person saying? Omer chatosi, avisi, peshati, vasisi, kach vekach, right? You confess exactly what you did wrong, right? Vechazarti b'teshuva, lefanecha, mezek parasi. Okay, so that works when you're bringing a korban as a chov, right? I remember hearing from Rabbi Menachem Liebtag, Shlita, a very nice idea. He says, when a person shows up to the Beis Hamikdash, so the question that the Kohen asks is, are you here for business or are you here for pleasure? What does that mean, business or pleasure? It's a cute way of phrasing it, but it's memorable. I'm here for business because I have to bring a korban. Or maybe no, I'm showing up, they don't know why you're there. I'm showing up here because I want to be here for pleasure, meaning I'm volunteering, I'm bringing a shlomim, I'm bringing a things. So we understand that what you're supposed to say when you're bringing the korbanos that you have to bring, but what about, what would you say when you're bringing the other korbanos? So says the Rambam, haya korban shlomim, somech b'chol makom shiirte, min hazar b'makom shechita, v'yira li. Whenever the Rambam says this, we, like, you know, neon lights start flashing. We say, okay, this is a chiddush the Rambam says on his own. Yira li she'eino mizvada al hashlomim. You don't say any vidu in bringing a korban shlomim, aval omer divrei shevach. What you say is thank you. Praises. That's the idea. That's what a person's actual speech is at the moment they are bringing a korban to to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beautiful idea, says the Rambam. Okay, continuing now. Smichanami, Esher Demayil Yodei V'Samech. Really, you could have your hands outside, right? And you could be sitting outside and leave your hands in. Kasavar Bia Mikzas Shmei Bia. No, because our Tana holds that when you have part of your body entering into the Azara, that's like a entire entering. So therefore, comes out that a Tomei couldn't even put a part of their body into the, like your hands, into the Azara. This is a famous sugya of Bia Mikzas Shmei Bia or not, that the post can discuss about sticking a note into the walls, the stones of the Kotel. So you have to make a few assumptions. First, you have to assume that here that Bia Mikzas is Shmei Bia, excuse me. And also understand that the Kedusha goes into the walls itself. You know, it's sad to say it doesn't go into the Kedusha of Har HaBayis goes up until the wall, but not into the wall itself. So, but if you learn that it goes into the wall, and you learn that Bias Mikdash Shmei Bias, like putting your hand, your fingers into those stones, into those cracks, the crevices, that is the Svar behind those who hold that is inappropriate. Okay. Rav Chisda Masne Ipcha. Rav Chisda said the Brice the opposite way. He starts the other thing. We went from Shchita to Smicha. He says, no, Vesomach Veshachat. Ma Shchita B'Torim, just like the Shchita has been B'Torim, Av Smicha B'Torim. So the Smicha has been by Torim. Ma Shna Shchita. So what's the difference by the Shchita that can only be done by those people who are Tor? Dechsiv, it says, Lifnei Hashem. It can be done before Hashem. So Smicha Nami Ksiv, it says, Lifnei Hashem. So Efshir D'Ma'ayil Yodei Vesomach. Because it's possible you could put your hands in on the animal you're standing outside. So Shchitanami can do the same thing. Efshir da'avid sakin aruka v'shachit. You can have a long knife and do it while you're standing outside. So the Gemara says, one second, Haman, whose sheet is this going like? Shimon ha-timni he. This is the opinion of Shimon ha-timni, and he holds that when you're doing the Shchita, you have to be standing in the Azara, right? The Tanya learned in a Braisa. V'shachit as ben ha-bakar lifnei Hashem. You will shech the bull in front of Hashem, v'lo ha-shochit lifnei Hashem. But the shochit doesn't have to be in front of Hashem. Shimon ha-timni omer, he argues and says, no, minayin shehu yodav shel shochit lifnim min ha-nishchat. They have to be inside. Talmud lo yomer, v'shochit as ben ha-bakar lifnei Hashem. Shochit as ben ha-bakar yehe lifnei Hashem. The shochit, the one who's doing it, the slaughterer, has to be in front of in the Azar itself. Okay, now, since we just talked about this day about whether Bia Mitzvah is Shmei or not, now the Gemara goes on to, that's the next topic to discuss, right? So he says like this, Amar Ula, Amar Ish Lakish, Tomei Shehichnis Yada Lifnim Loike. Ula says over in the name of Ish Lakish, a person who's Tomei puts his hands inside the Azar, he's going to get Malkus. Right, because that's considered to be entering the mikdash while you are tamei. Shneimar b'chol kodesh lo siga. Right, shouldn't touch. Okay, makish bia l'negia. We make a hekesh between bia and negia. What is it? Ma negia b'mikdash shmei negia. Just like touching part of it is touching it. So af bia b'mikdash shmei bia. So too, just by coming partially into the azara is considered like as if you really came in. Esve Rav Hoshia l'ula. So Hoshia asks the kasha on l'ula. Says, one second. Mitzor shechal shmini shalalios be'er of Pesach. So case is not too complicated. It's like this. We have a person, the mitzor goes through his stages of his purification process, and it comes out now the last day is going to be on Erev Pesach, and oops, v'ro keri bo b'yom v'tovel. So then he sees, he becomes a balkeri. So now what is he? He's a tevul yom. Which means that he, Balkeri, whether it was Ba'ones or was Baratzon, has to go to the mikveh, and then he needs Her Shemesh. So now he's Tomei, but tonight is going to be Pesach. So what the question is he allowed to come into the Azara, which he needs in order to complete his purification being a Mitzara, in order that he can go ahead and have the Pesach? So Amru Chachamim. Even though normally the rule is that Tevul Yom is not allowed to come into the Azara before it's nighttime, Ze Nichnas. This is an exception. This person who, again, the Mitzora, who is in the last day and he needs to come in, he was a Balkeri, he's allowed to go in. Why? Says the Gemara. It's a svara. Mutav yavo ase sheyesh bokaris v'yidche ase sheim bokaris. So you have a conflict. So which one wins out? The mitzvah ase that has karis. You have to bring a korban pesach, right? Korban pesach and mila are the two mitzvahs ase that carry the penalty of karis with it. So that pushes aside the mitzvah. Well, there is no karis on it, right? Meaning the mitzvah of removing somebody who is tamei from the azara. So that there's no karis over there, right? Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Dvar Torah afilo asei einbo. Really, on a deal raisa level, there's not even an asei that would restrict somebody from coming into tvuyon from coming into the azar. Shneimar v'yamod Yehoshafa bekhal Yehuda v'Yushalayim beveis Hashem lifnei hachotzer hachadosha. So pasuk in the Divrei Hayomim. So it's in the beis Hashem lifnei hachotzer hachadosha, the new chotzer, the new courtyard. Ask Gemara, what does that mean? My chotzer hachadosha. What's this new courtyard? Amr Yochanan shechid shubo devarim. They made chidushim over there. Va'amru tvo yom al yikanes lemachne levia. The chiddush was they made the chiddush is the tvo yom, right? Someone who's gone to mikvah but not yet had hair of shemesh cannot go into the machne levia. So machne levia, which in Yerushalayim that's the entire Har HaBayis. But what was you see from here? So you see that this is a din derabbanan, but on a deraisa level, it was allowed for the tevul yom to go in. So Rav Hoshe continues like this: the amrad bia miktas shmei bia. If you can tell me bia miktas going in a little bit is like really a complete going in. Sehechi ma'ayel yade bibahonos. How in the world could he put his hands in the bahonos or his right thumb and his right the big toe? So they have to do this, right? Right, that both of them would have an issur karis because I spoke earlier ago. The cases where if he would go into there, right, when he's tummy, then he would get karis. So amle mitunach, right? Ula says back to him, mitunach means I can bring a raya from your own question, from the question, right? Your own package, your own burden. What you asked of me, that's the answer. What do you mean? Shiny mitzora. You see that there is a distinction made by the mitzora. Hoya v'huta litzoroso, huta l'kirio. Since we are making a heta for him to come in, from the fact that he has the mitzora, right, his tzaras, we want him to complete his thing. We allow him to come in to put his, he can get the big toe, right, in his thumb, right. Even though he hasn't yet brought it, since you allow him to come in, that so we also allow him to come in because of his bal keri. But that's not a raya because now you can still say that bia mixas is shmei bia. So Amar of Yosef, right. So basically, what Ula just says. Amr Yosef Kesavar Ula Ruban Zavin Venasu Tamei Mesim, right? If you had the majority of people, this is now talking on Erev Pesach, right? They were Zav, which is a type of emission. It's not a Balkari, it's a different type of bodily emission, right? So if the rov of them were Zavin and they were Tamei Mesim, how you Hutru Latumason, since they were, they'd be mutter for them for their tuma hutru lezivoson. So also they would become again if it's a tummy mace, they'd be allowed. So too you have the robe for a ziva as well. Amalei Abaye midomi. Abaye says to Rav Yosef, is that really the same thing when you're talking about the mitzvah who had the balkari? So he was already allowed to come in, right? So therefore, the fact that he's tummy again is not going to make it awesome for him. But the zavim lechatchila were not allowed to come in for the to do the korban pesach, right? Tuma ishteroi ziva lo ishteroi. But by the tuma, okay, we're going to let him come in to the azara, right? Even though he's tummy mace, but the ziva is not going to allow him to come in. So Amalei. And Abaye says, "Dumahochik amar." So we find, many times throughout Shas that Abaye is the one who gently reminds Rav Yosef of the learning that he had forgotten. So here too, also, right? Dumahochik amar. Maybe this is what you meant to say. Ruban tamei meisim v'naz azovim. If the majority of the people were already tamei meis, and then after that became zavim. Right, since they were allowed to come in because they're tummy to my mace, they'd also be allowed to come for the ziva. Amalei, so Yosef says back to Bai, in. Yeah, that is in fact what I meant to say. Fakati lodomi. One second. Still, it's not really comparable to this case, like Ula said. Mitzora heterahu. By the mitzora, it's he's allowed to go in. He's allowed to come into the Azara. Hoyo v'ishtari, ishtari. And since it's permitted for one thing, he's telling me for it's permitted for the second thing. Aber what? Tuma d'chuyahi. Right? The tuma is... Dechuya is it's like overridden. It's pushed aside, right? It's nidche. Laha idchei, laha lo idchei. But for one of them, it is pushed aside. Meaning for tummy mace, it's going to be pushed aside. But for the other one, meaning for the ziva, who says that that's going to be nidche, right? We know generally there is a concept of a tuma hutr b'tziva, right? It's a dechuya. In Hilchos Shabbos, we have such a concept, right? With the fact the person can be Mechal Shabbos in order for Pikuach Nefesh, so we know that. But the Lamdus, is it a Hutra or is it a Dechuya? In other words, if it's a Hutra, so we assume everything is Mutter, and therefore you treat it like it would be on a Wednesday or a regular weekday if you had to say life. Anything goes. If, however, for example, in Pikuach Nefesh, it's not a Hutra, it's a Dechuya, so then Shabbos is Nidche, we push it aside, but it's not removed entirely. So therefore, if you could do something with a Shinoi that's not going to compromise the health of the patient, anyway, you could be Memayated, you would do this. But that's in terms of, what's it called? Pikuach Nefesh. Over here, the Gemara is trying to figure out which is a better Svara. So it sounds like over here, that if we're working within the Svara, whether it's Dechia, so only Rav says, no, Adarabba, Ipch Mistabra. Really, I can give you a Svara the opposite, not Dechia, but Mitzora Heterahu. When we talk about the Mitzora, that he's allowed to go in because, again, he has to put on his thumb and his toe, so we allow him to go in even though we know he's tummy, we don't allow anybody else to do that. Laha ishtere, laha lo ishtere. It's considered that no, for this case we do allow him, but for other cases, meaning for the carry, we're not going to allow it. Tuma duchuya, it's pushed away. Mali chad duchuya, mali shte duchuya. So once you come onto dichuy, so what devas make from pushing away for one, or if I'm putting if there's two things? So you see from here, Michlal, the Tarvaihu, you see that both Abaye and Rava, Svir Lhu, they hold Tuma Duchuyahi Bitsibur. That it's a Tuma is it's Duchuya, it's as like we'll call it, like overridden or pushed aside. Let's see the Rambam. There's Rambam in B.S. Mikdash. Perek Dalad, says the Rambam. Dalad Yud Dalad. Haymiktas base av tameim and miktas and taharim. Right, so you had some of them of the base av the kohanim or tamei, and some were tahor. Af bishrubin tamei meis lo yakriva el hataharim. So only those who are the taharim should want to bring the korban. Hayekol base av tamei meis yaviya base avach. You should get a different base av. Haysa kol hamishmara tamei meis. They're all the machziran al mishmara achiras. Get a new mishmar. Im hayrov hakohanim hanichnasim sham yushalayim bizman hakavua v'tameim yaseh betumo. So therefore, that you don't have a choice, then you would do it with the korban would be brought. Tazvav mivnei ma machziven al tohor mi beizav achir. So then, if it's true that you could do it, so why are we trying to go out of our way and find somebody who is tohor? Mipnei shatuma lo hutr b'tzibur ela b'isura omedes u'duchuyehi ata mipnei hadchak. Because we don't say that it's hutra, we say that it's a duchuya, right? Because we're stuck. It's a shasad chak, says the Rambam. Ve'ein doichin kol dover hanidche el b'makam she'iyashar. If there's no other way of doing it. Ve'pnei ze tzricha tzitz l'ratos aleh. Right, so you need the tzitz to be marat on this. But that's how the Rambam clearly paskins that it is, what's it called? Duchuya. Okay, we're on Lamed Gimel, so we'll stop here and we'll pick it up again, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow's daf with Lehman Messiah Leh. Okay.